When U.S. planes take off for combat in Afghanistan, chances are the bombs they're carrying come from McAlester, Oklahoma. Nearly all of the military's non-nuclear ordnance is made in one U.S. Army facility in eastern Oklahoma. Writer Charles Fishman made a rare visit to the McAlester factory for Fast Company magazine. Concentrating most of America's bomb-making in one place might seem like risky business, but Fishman says the sheer size of the plant protects it.
The facility is enormous. It's three times the size of Manhattan, and it has 2,800 separate buildings spread across 45,000 acres. So even if somebody managed to get in and was determined to do damage, it would be hard to know where to start, and the inventory of bombs is stored separately. That's done for the safety of the facility and the safety of the people. So it's not quite as vulnerable as it sounds on the surface.
You know, I don't think I'd want to work there.
Well, it is an interesting place. I must say that when you walk into a room that has a dozen live 2,000-pound bombs in it, It does take your breath away. It sobers you up. There are women who come to work every day, and on their desk are dozens of live artillery rounds. It's a small town in Oklahoma, though, and the starting pay at the bomb factory is $15 an hour. And $15 an hour is very good entry-level pay, almost anywhere in the country, and in this part of the country for sure.
How do you make a bomb?
Well, it's a remarkably simple process. The steel canisters for the bombs that are shaped just the way you would imagine a bomb canister is shaped, they are carefully painted and lined with material to accept the explosive material. They're turned nose down, butt end up. Then they bring in the explosive material in a huge kettle. It's the size of an enormous hot tub. And they wheel it over to the bombs, raise it up, and the stuff has the consistency of wet gray clay. And it simply pours down a big hose into the open ends of the bombs. And when the people making the bombs have decided it's full enough, they clip off the hose and move two fresh, empty bomb cases up under the hose. And there hasn't been an explosion accident at the facility in 30 years. One of the people told me a funny story about a newcomer who recently knocked over a whole pallet of big bombs with a forklift and jumped off the forklift running. And the guy called after him, "Hey man, did you hear the bombs hit the ground? If you heard the bombs hit the ground, you're gonna be fine. Come back and clean up this mess." So in theory, impact alone won't cause these bombs to go off.
People like their jobs?
They like each other. It really is factory work, and none of the production buildings are air conditioned. So you're in the Oklahoma heat inside wearing heavy protective coveralls, you know, in August making bombs. So it's 100 degrees inside. I think the work is demanding, repetitive, and difficult. They really like each other, though. And that's good.
Yeah.
This is a place where you want to get along with your colleagues.
Are they more patriotic than other people you've met?
Neither more nor less. What was so striking to me about them was that they literally identify with frontline foot soldiers and pilots, and they are really concerned mostly to produce the best quality bombs and ammunition in the sense that they actually work when they need them to work, so that the people who are on the front lines who are relying on them will have what they need to protect themselves if they need to use these materials.
Charles Fishman's story on the McAlester bomb factory appears in the June issue of Fast Company magazine.